Hare Krishna. This is part two of our Varnashram series. And if devotees remember a few days back, I was talking about did Srila Prabhupada actually want us to establish Varnashram or not? Does ISKCON need Varnashram or not? And I think it's pretty clear to the honest and astute devotee, if you study Srila Prabhupada's instructions, that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to establish an international society for Krishna consciousness. And he wanted us to establish a Varnashram framework as our society. It's sort of inherent within the name of our movement that we're meant to be a society. Prabhupada didn't establish the international religion for Krishna consciousness, the international church for Krishna consciousness, the international temple, but the international society. And what is the consequence of our actually being a society? Now I know that one very common discussion I have with devotees about this, which is really a misconception, and that is that devotees are transcendental to Varnashram. Devotees don't need to practice Varnashram. And I think that the listeners, if they're honest with themselves, can just answer that argument themselves by answering the question, are you transcendental? Are you transcendentally situated? And if the answer to that happens to be no, I'm not transcendentally situated, well then you're not transcendental to Varnashram. One isn't just transcendental to Varnashram by dint of wearing the devoted dhoti and sari. We're transcendental if we're really transcendentally situated. But if we're not transcendentally situated, just calling ourselves devotees does not make us free from our obligation to live in a structured society that is favorable to Krishna consciousness. And I will come to that soon. So, and even if someone was, and for those devotees who answer the question, yes, I am transcendentally situated, then if we look at the large majority of transcendentalists, we see that they also follow Varnashram. Utsideya rime loka nakuryat karma chidaham. And so Krishna also says, yes, if I don't follow Varnashram system, then nobody will. So So Krishna himself is a follower of the Varnashram life to set an example. Sure, there's the Shukadeva Goswamis, and there's the Jadabharats, they're very rare. But if we look at the Yudhisthira Maharajas and the incarnations of the Lord and the Lord Ramachandras, and so many other transcendentally situated persons, we see that they set an example. They set an example for everyone else to follow, because otherwise, Krishna says, Sankarasya Chakartasya, otherwise there's unwanted progeny, there is chaos in the world. And devotees are not meant to generate chaos, they're rather meant to generate peace and goodwill amongst others. So we're not transcendently situated. We do need a society. We need a social structure. And a social structure means that it regulates our conduct, both as individuals and collectively as a social body. And regulating means that we have our rights, we have our obligations, our duties, and we're obliged to act according to these. Of course, those rights and obligations depend upon or govern your work. They govern how you play, they govern your entertainment, and they also govern your worship. And this is where we really need to make a distinction between us actually being a society or being a church, because a church, a religion, is just a part of society but doesn't comprise society. Yes, society should be religious and should be in harmony with religious principles, but it only takes up, just like we may say, I go to the temple, going to the temple is only part of our lives. There's a much larger part of our lives, and now I'm talking to devotees who are full-time devotees, who aren't doing full-time service and residing in temples, which is the majority of the audience. There's so many other things that we do. And those things that we do have to be favorable to our Krishna consciousness. They have to support our Krishna consciousness. They can't be competing with or be destructive, unfavorable. They have to be unequal, not pratikul. But we see that in the host societies that we live in, wherever they may be, whether it's in India or America or everywhere, our Krishna conscious values are not shared by the society around us. Indeed, the societies that we live in are materialistic, atheistic, at best secular, but materialistic in any case. They cause a lot of grief, a lot of problems for devotees, especially when devotees become very much absorbed, unless they're strict. And by strict, I don't mean that someone is just simply chanting Hare Krishna, chanting their rounds, and has a good sadhana and goes to the morning program. I mean strict that yuktahara vihara sutai, yuktacheta sukarma su, that in one's work and one's recreation and one's family life, devotees have somehow or another eked out the essence of Srila Prabhupada's instructions from his books on these topics, and themselves, because as a society, we have not yet defined it. That's why I'm keen on working on this principle to do just that, to define what are those rights and obligations for all aspects of our lives, for our varna, for our work, for our ashram, the different orders of life that we're in, whether we're men and women. Yes, it's not equal. In varnashram, there's different activities, although there may be some activities that are common for men and women, but there are some activities that are not. And that's very different in the world that we live in at the present time, which thinks that men and women should be able to do the same things. But that's another discussion, and a detailed discussion for another session. So, but it's not favorable. What we see when devotees participate in the type of entertainment and movies, television, sports, etc., that are the mainstay of modern society, and when they work with non-devotees, their spiritual life is challenged, if I can be kind, but most likely that their spiritual life comes to an end, especially when they're really getting in to some of these different practices. So the society we live in is not constructive, it's destructive. Samsiri Haritoshana means that which is favorable for not only pleasing Krishna, it's pleasing to Krishna because Krishna himself has designed this social structure. Tasya kartaram apimam vidya kartaram avyayam. Krishna is the architect of varnashram social structure, but because it's also conducive for our spiritual life. It does not destroy or compete with our spiritual life, but rather it becomes an integral aspect of our spiritual life. So this is why we need to have a society, why we need to be an international society for Krishna consciousness, because we don't have a society that supports our values. We don't have a society that supports our religious beliefs. But we only know of a society that destroys our values and beliefs. So I'll just close here and emphasize why this requires more than just sadhan, more than just a morning program, and more than Krishna consciousness movement just being a church or a religious institution. Unless we are a society, devotees are not going to be able to advance in Krishna consciousness, because the way they work, the way they live, if it isn't on the basis of Varnashram, then it will be destructive, counterproductive for their efforts at sadhana. Either in the best instance, they'll make life very, very difficult for themselves, or in the worst instance, and perhaps the more general instance, they don't go forward in Krishna consciousness, or they just fall down from the practices of Krishna consciousness. So we don't have a society that's favorable for Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have to have a society, a social structure that is in all aspects of life, waking, sleeping, walking, talking, etc. And for that, we need to be reprogrammed. But we need to know what is the programming. And unfortunately, we don't have that programming. It's there. It's there in Srila Prabhupada's instructions and books. But we need to assimilate that, and we need to accept that, and we need to set up that program so that we can reprogram ourselves, if that is, we want to put Varnashram in place. Hare Krishna.